views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com plus transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HS. Send the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information to provide you with an opportunity, so please do feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And today I am going solo here with my dragons from Tales from the Vector. Those of you who have been listening to this radio show in the past recognize that we are the Tales from the Vector. I started, I guess, 11 years ago now, and I am about two-thirds of the way through these paintings. And they came to me off and on throughout the years. These are really large paintings. The paintings are 3 feet by 4 feet, the dragon paintings. And when I took my Master of Crystallogy, I realize that once you've handled a crystal and once you've felt a crystal's energy, that it's very easy for you to take that energy once you've experienced it and use that. And I quite often will use the energy of crystals when I'm working energetically with people, in particular like something like rose quartz, just to soften the energetic shifts. People who are calling into the show, and I see we already have callers calling in. I will take the calls after, start taking calls after the first break. People who are calling into this show, people who are looking into these things right now, into the energy work, this is like kind of the new frontier. I feel like it's not so new for me because, as I said, I've dedicated the last 11 years to really working with energy, learning how to do it better, learning how I can share information so that other people understand, and moving through life right now on this planet. It's quite challenging for a lot of people right now. And I just wanted to say that, you know, like I picked the card for today, and of course, the card that did come up is the Deception card. That card, if you go to Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S, if you want to check it out, is a card, and it looks like a woman kissing a frog. And, of course, the frog has a crown on his head. But that actually, that drawing, that painting, is actually from one of my ayahuasca ceremonies. And in the Tales from the Vector deck, it's a tactics card. And it's there's certain tactics that we use on each other in everyday life that the government and authority figures also use on us. So it's kind of like a thing. And so deception, it's kind of like accumulative is what I'm saying. And so deception, this card, it's not really about kissing a frog and turning him into a prince. This is the Sapo frog. The Sapo frog is revered in Peru. It has many healing properties. So this one was kind of my experience about that. But what this card really is about the biggest deception out there that we are fed. And, you know, deception is an act or a statement intended to dupe, cheat, and deceive people into believing something untrue. So one of the biggest deceptions of our time is that our sexuality and sensuality are a dirty thing and that there's a war between men and women. And I'm not surprised this card came up. Another one that came up is in the card for intentions. And the intentions is a karmic space. And on this card, the intention card is about having good intentions, but the road to hell leading to good intentions, which brings me to kind of something that came up in the last week that I noticed in social media, in particular on Facebook, because that's, you know, where I saw it, is that a lot of women were voicing this Me Too. that was not the strongest I've ever seen. I understand, but what came up on level is if the most men in the world, which are the ones who are free, supposedly anyway, in the Western half, in Europe, etc., if they are posting about being a victim, what happens is there is a victim grid that is formed. And so if the most powerful women in the world have the most rights, are claiming themselves as victims, man, it sets up like a grid of victimization. And I know that wasn't the intention of the whole Me Too movement, but unfortunately, energetically, whenever we apply our energy to something, what happens is we give it more energy. And so I felt a stronger position as well, like what I have in my coloring book manuals, which is instead of Me Too, how to. We need to recognize that men and women are not in battle with each other here. We all have masculine and feminine energy, and that is something that we can see if we look at the yin-yang symbol. And if you look at the yin-yang symbol, the yin energy is the black, and the yang energy is the white. The yin energy is the feminine energy. It's more chaotic. And so a lot of times the energy from yin can be very chaotic, as I said, and it's meant to create. It's meant to stir things up. Whereas the yang energy is more linear. It's more about looking into the future, taking consistent steps of action towards the goals. And when you merge the masculine and the feminine qualities together, what you get is a more balanced person. And so we've spoken about this many times on this radio show, and if you ever, you know, come to my seminars or you've heard me speak in other ways, we know that the more neutral we get to things, the more able we are to make good, strong choices. And so a lot of people have a lot of fear on the planet right now. But anytime we are in a relationship with a significant other, whether, you know, if that's we're a female and that's a male, or, you know, vice versa, the person that we are in the relationship is actually reflecting back to us our feelings regarding our femininity and our masculinity. And so this is not something that we want to be afraid of or have a fear of. This is more something that we acknowledge. And this is something that I talk about also quite a bit, is that the different aspects of life, you know, and I like to compare them to the horoscope, because, you know, there's different aspects of life that aren't just focused on the third dimensional needs of the world or on, you know, getting to work and getting a job and paying the bills and all of these things. We are actually not a human being with a soul. We are a soul traveling in the vehicle of our human body. And so when we get those two mixed up, we kind of forget that we have many, many facets to ourselves. And we hyper-focus on one area of our life, like getting ahead. And these things are very important. We live in a third-dimensional world. We need to make enough money to be able to pay our rent, to pay our bills so that we're warm. And especially in Canada here, it's getting to be winter. You know, we have all these obligations that we need to fulfill. And so we want to strengthen for everybody that, you know, that we create more balance in our life. And really, the masculine and feminine energies within each and every one of us, when those become more balanced, we are much more able to be healthy in every aspect of our life, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, all of these things. When we are more balanced, we are able to access answers that are more applicable to our situation that will improve it. And so that's basically what I wanted to get said before I take the calls. We have a quick break to take right now, and we'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guests today are the dragons from Tales from the Vector. And you can look up Tales from the Vector at www.talesfromthevector.com. And those energy correcting cards are available individually, and they're also available in packages, depending on the year that I managed to publish them. So you can check that all out. Right now we're talking about, we've been talking about the deception card, which is when we believe things that we're told that are not true about us, or what's happening in the world, and maybe it's not 100% the truth what we're hearing. And so there's a lot of fear created by that. Whenever people are in a state of fear, they're unable to make strong choices. And so this is what we want to clear as much as possible, is recognizing that we are all male and female. We are all masculine and feminine. We are all yin and yang. That's why the yin and yang symbol, if you look at it, it has the black area and the white area. But in the black area, there's a drop of white. And in the white area, there's a drop of black. And that's to remind us that, you know, we are both. And the more balanced we are in those things, the more balanced we are in every aspect of our life. And I just wanted, before we take the first caller here, I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on the importance of this on a health level. So the more integrated your right and left side of your body are, the more that you're in balance on the left and the right side of your body, the more you are in balance with your masculine and feminine energies, the healthier your body is. The reason for this is that structure is fundamental. And so a lot of people, you know, a lot of the most amazing mentors that I've studied under, and some of the most brilliant energy movers, just happen to be chiropractors. That's not an accident. And a lot of the other people I work with are engineers, and that's also not an accident. Engineers understand structure, and that structure is fundamental. So when the masculine and feminine qualities in our body are out of whack, our right side and our left side go out of whack. And if you think about a building, if the basement of the building is crooked, if the foundation isn't even and strong, then the building's going to tilt. And so we don't want to be like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We want to have a real strong foundation and be able to walk the earth with our left foot and our right foot, with our masculine and our feminine energy working together within ourselves, and then we can benefit the world in a much stronger way. So that, I just wanted to explain that when the structure of the body, like the skeleton and the structure, is strong, you can think about that like the scaffolding of a building, then and that's nice and even, then all the organs and all the systems in the body are positioned correctly, and then you can work on those organs to be structurally sound and working. Because if everything is in place and working in unison with all the other body parts, what happens is the body has a flow to it, and so the oxygen goes where it needs to go. The nutrients go where they need to go. The elimination systems properly eliminate through the colon. That's the most effective way, through the urinary tract and through the lymphatic system. And on an emotional, psychological, and mental level, we're likely to be much more balanced when those things are in balance. So I just wanted to explain that to people. And Brian, we do have people patiently waiting.
Oh, yes,
so,
we do. Are you ready?
Take the first caller, please.
Oh, yes, we will. It's Joanna from England. Welcome to the program. What can Colette do for you today? Hello, Colette, again.
Hi, Joanna. How are you?
Hi. I'm actually quite fine. I feel quite happy inside, but I would need some help. But how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. I've been super busy. I just had two call to dance seminars like at the end of September, and I have a few speaking engagements coming up. I should just mention that I have a speaking engagement with the Questers in February 21st here in Kelowna, which I'll share more information about. And I just did an interview with Dr. Pat on her show, and that was really cool. She was doing street smart affirmations along with my energy work. We had a lot of fun with that. And just, you know, cleaning up the leaves. Lots of yard work to do here and just getting ready for winter, and started some new paintings for the deck. And yeah, it's been busy. So, what can I do for you today? What would you like to work on?
I would like to work on the place where I live. I need to have a bit of a shift of changing places to live, like flat or a little house. The place that we live now, it's too small for three of us. And the place, the town that we live in, is just outside London. And it's, the prices are for like London prices, but my husband's working in this town. So we just, we would like to have something, like better, more spacious, because, it's like, we feel this is time to move on.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's anything.
Okay, good. This is good. Yeah, we can work on this. So what I like to do is get a baseline. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, yeah, it's going to be so easy. I feel like this is like really smooth. I'm going to find exactly the place that I want. Where are you on that scale from 0 to 10?
I'm about 5.
Okay, so 5 is a good place to be, because 5 is kind of like you're in the middle. But what's coming up is being caught in the middle. Okay, so I'm just getting that being kind of like not really in town, but not really in London, like feeling like you're kind of in between two places. And so we want to strengthen that for all. How many of you are living in the house that you're in now, or in the flat?
3. My husband and my daughter.
3?
3.
Okay.
3.
So we're going to strengthen this. That, and I'm really glad you brought this up, because physical environment, the place we live, the environment like that we're in the place that we live, can have a very it has a huge effect on us every single day, and a lot of people aren't aware of that. When we talk about the energy correcting cards from the tales from the vector, the one that came up for you is the generator. And the generator, she's sitting on a crystal generator, and that's like a big clump of quartz crystals, and there is energy flowing from source energy all the way through her. And this is the important part. This card is about the flow. And so it's kind of like when we are wanting to manifest something for ourselves, what we want to do is we want to identify what it is that we want to manifest. So what you want to do is, I'm a big believer in writing things down. When we write things down, we have a tendency to commit more. And so, or draw a picture, your daughter to draw a picture is what's coming up. The innocence of children, and you want to write down the qualities of where you want to live. That's how I ended up moving where I am moving. I want to find a property smaller because I love at my old house. I'd done river rock all around. It made it look, and I had a mountain going and a pond, because I wanted to make it look like I had water running through my property. So this property, I really like that, but this property actually has a spring running through it, and I don't have to deal with mechanical pumps or anything like that. So it was kind of like those were some of the qualities. I wanted to be by running water. And Oh, I just realized we need to go to break, Joanna, so I'll be right back. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. We will be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, and you can also connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We're talking to Joanna right now. We were working on you moving forward into finding exactly the place that you want to find. What I was saying before the break is that what's coming up is, like, when you want to manifest something like that, that's the card that comes up for that is the Manifestor card. This is the orange dragon. She's from the Pleiadians. She is all about, if you look at the picture of her, she's holding a ball of energy in her hands, and she is flying through the sky, working with it as she goes. And so when I want to manifest something in specific, what I do is I become very specific and say, okay, I want it to have this many bedrooms. I want it to be within the price range that I can afford. Now, this is be careful with this,
because in the price range that you can afford, let's strengthen that you can afford more than you think you can, because we don't want to put limitations on it. So we're just going to strengthen all of that for you, that you are able to manifest on this third dimensional plane. And you have proven that by, you know, the first time you called in, I think that was, I can't even remember how long ago that was, but you were living in Poland and wanted to move to England. So you've accomplished this. And so we want to remind you of that. A lot of times people beat themselves up for what they've done in the past instead of looking towards the future. So we want to strengthen that for you and for everyone else listening in. There's just a lot of energy coming in, not just from you around this, but for other people. A lot of people right now, from my experience, a lot of my clients, a lot of the people I talk to, a lot of the people that are in the industry of alternative healing, et cetera, are expressing that there is a lot of change happening faster. And so we're just going to strengthen that, that, you know, change is not something scary. Change is happening every second of every minute of every day. And when we take charge of the change and we start directing it in the direction we want it to take by making sound, strong choices, we are going to make these strong, sound choices by identifying what it is we want to manifest. And you can get into quite good, big detail around that. I love the idea of your daughter drawing a picture of it, because the innocence of a child is, wow, that's like amazing energy. And so we just strengthen that. And we get you to write, you know, get into that place. And then we want to strengthen for you to have this or better. I always, always leave room for or better. the thing about most people, what most people don't realize is because we can only see 4% of the electromagnetic spectrum, we have a tendency to focus on, as I said, on certain aspects of our life more than others. And we can't see 96% of what's really going on around us. Dogs and cats and birds can see way more than we can. Bats, you know, these simple animals actually have more clarity than we do in this way. And so we want to strengthen that, that, you know, this unseen, the unseen is that we're strong to that. That's coming up weak for you. And so we're just going to strengthen you to the unseen and to everything you can see. And so the reason why our physical environment is so important is because there's little reminders sitting around our environment that remind us of negative things and positive things. And so if we have a lot of, even if we have something very, very beautiful, and but it reminds us of something very negative that happened in our life, what happens is we have a tendency to go weak when we look at that. And so we're just going to strengthen all of this for you. I would just like to check in with you now, Joanna, and just see, has, you know, how are you feeling about this move now?
I'm feeling more excited, more that it's more doable. And I just want to say that my daughter is excited for any change for the better.
There you go. See, and so we just strengthen that, you know, that, you know, our children are a gift, and our children come into us to improve our lives. And so what happens is just coming up, like a lot of people have this energy, because when you have children, of course, you have more financial responsibilities and more responsibilities in general. And, you know, having said that, many, many people, you know, like I'll see this quite often. I'm not advocating going out and getting pregnant, you know, without giving it a lot of thought or consideration. But sometimes, you know, when women find themselves pregnant and they were, it was unexpected, that's not an accident. That is actually something that was in the works happening, that like that unseen part that I was talking about. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. You know, our children are a gift and they have lots to share with us. And if you look at the innocence of a child, that is when you can really get into this energy work, because they don't have the same limitations that we do. I remember when my youngest daughter was around 3 or 4, she's, or 5 maybe, you know, we went through the drive-through, the money kiosk at the bank, and she said, "Oh, mommy, we're stopping at the money store to get more money." And I had to explain to her that that's not exactly what we were doing. But now in retrospect, I wish I would have just left it, you know, because that energy is, yeah, like how beautiful just to be able to go to the money store, place your order at the money store. You get just enough money to get exactly what you want and then even maybe have some more left over. And so this is what's coming up weak for you. It's coming up weak for the vast majority on the planet. A lot of people that get into working mode have a tendency to focus on paying their bills and making just enough money to survive or to, you know, to succeed. We want to strengthen everybody, in particular, your husband, your daughter, in as a strong triad in this, and then also everybody else listening in now or later, that, you know, that we're strong to this, that we are able to access, go deep and access this ability to place an order, just like we would if you walked into a coffee shop and you place an order for coffee. It's kind of like you want to have that attitude about placing the order for your flat. And as I said, you want to make sure that it is this or better. And it's always leaving room open for the universe to give us more than we think we deserve, because the universe would give us way more if we allow it. If we take our limitations off of it. So that was a big shift of energy for you and for others listening in that are experiencing, you know, troubling times right now and wanting to make moves in their life and not, and feeling held back by, it could be past mistakes. It could be, you know, what we call referred to as mistakes. So I just want to strengthen this also. You know, everything we experience, if we don't label it good or bad, it's just an experience. And we can use these experiences to energize ourselves, to move forward in our life. And even the most negative experiences on the other side have a very positive aspect, because that's how the world works. There's cause and effect. And so there's polarity. So on every bad situation on the other side is a very good situation. We want to focus. That's the Scotoma card. That card is the card number, it is card number 63 in the deck. And that is the blind spot where we can't see the beauty in ourselves, and we have a tendency to focus on the problems rather than the solutions. So we're just going to strengthen for everybody that card and the energy behind it to clear that. I just would like to check in with you again, Joanna, and see when you think about finding the perfect place for your family to live and thrive, not just survive, but to thrive.
Yes.
How does that feel to you right now? Yeah.
Good. Yes.
I feel like you're at 100%. That you deserve it. And so we can test this. Are you strong to this? Yes. Are you able, like, so we want to get you strong to being able to make strong choices around this, able to see the opportunities around you. Challenges are possibilities and disguises. So we're just going to correct that. And then being able to, deserving is strong for you now. You do deserve, we all deserve to have peace of mind and a safe place to lay our heads at night. And we all deserve to have enough food in our bellies and to, you know, enjoy life. So we're just going to strengthen all of that. And you're actually 100% strong to this now. I'm just strengthening some of the other people. So I want to thank you for calling in and sharing this. And please do let me know. You can contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and let me know how it's going for you. And thank you so much for calling in.
I will. Thank you so much, Colette. Thank you so much.
Okay. Happy house hunting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say that we had someone on our show, it was a couple months ago, and she actually phoned in, and she was looking to sell her house and sold it, you know, 2 weeks later. All conditions, everything perfect, you know, and even the stuff that she didn't want, the person that purchased the house, they wanted that stuff. So she didn't even really need to go through that process all the way. And then also she found the perfect condo for herself just a few days after that and moved, and everything's smooth. So we're going to send some energy that way to everybody. Could we, instead of asking how much worse can it get, we could ask how much better can it get and how easy can it be to move through this at this time? And we're going to strengthen that for everybody. So, Brian, I think we have someone else who's been very patiently waiting.
Yeah, why don't we take Chelsea from the Great White North of Canada. Welcome, 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 my friend.
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea. Hello. What's going on with you? What can we do for you today?
I was going to see if we could shift the energy I am very impatient.
I love it. Me too. So, you know, patience is a virtue. I remember one time when I was at the emissary program with Resonance Project Foundation, and Nassim Haramein said that a lot of people say he's impatient. And he said, I feel like I'm the most patient person on the earth. And so patience is just a matter of perception. The perception card in the deck is, I'll talk about that when we come back because we're going to have to take a break. I just wanted to get for you a feeling, like, what is this impatience? What is the negative effect that it's having in your life?
It causes me to rush everybody around me. I'm always in a hurry, rushing everybody.
So when you think about rushing everybody around you, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it really upsets you and 0 being you're neutral to it, where are you on that scale?
I'd say about an 8.
Okay, so I'm going to work on this while we go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to check in with you and see how you're sitting with this. As I said, patience is a virtue, and patience is also something that is cultivated. Let me put it to you that way. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to share this information with all of you and to have you call in. And this has been almost 5 years now that I have been working on this because I feel that we all have the right to be able to tap into the innermost parts of ourselves that can bring out the best in us. And so that's my goal. And so when we come back after this short break, we will work on that some more too. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm riding solo today with my dragons from Tales from the Vector and correcting energy that way because it's fun to do it this way. Anyway, we were talking to Chelsea, and she is feeling at an eight because she feels that she's being too impatient. And so I picked some cards for you, Chelsea, on the break here. And the cards that came up are the karmic space of pride, the karmic space of ego, and also the card from the Pleiadians, base chakra card, which is about survival, and it's about attitude. And then I also picked another card for you, which is the mother load card. I call it the mother's worry, and it's the mother load. And I'm getting that the issue isn't that you are impatient. The issue is that you're not as efficient in using your energy, your time and energy in an efficient manner. And so people think it's one thing, but it's really actually the energetic weakness as a different problem, which it does 99.9999% of the time. What happens is we tend to go into a place of kind of disbelief. So we're just going to strengthen you all around the fact that this is not really about you being impatient. This is about you. It's coming up strong that you want to achieve certain goals and you need to be at places and you want to, it's coming up that you want to change that in regard to yourself, that you're able to be more efficient. And the more efficient you become, the more effortless it will be for you to be in this place where you want to go. I just wanted to check in with you. Does that make sense to you, Chelsea?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you think about it, I'm testing, who is it really bothering you the most? It's coming up, your children. So are you impatient with them?
Yeah, my daughter gets mad because I rush her.
Yeah, so what I'm getting is if your daughter is feeling rushed, it's because you're not giving her enough time in the morning to move, to get going. And so we're just going to strengthen this for you that, you know, you start energetically tuning into her before. How old is your daughter?
Almost 11.
Yeah, did she just grow a whole bunch?
Yeah, she got really tall, yeah.
In height?
Yes.
Yeah, this is what's coming up is that she's requiring more sleep right now because she's growing a lot physically. And so we just want to get you strong to this, that instead of it being like in the mornings, is it an argument to get going?
Not really. I don't find it's in the morning. Just sometimes throughout the day, there's just certain points where I feel like I'm running out of time and I got to rush them. And then she tells me not to rush her. And then
okay,
like, oh.
So, yeah, well, it's not that you're rushing her that's bothering her. What's bothering her is that you are edgy. And she doesn't like when you're edgy. She likes when you're calm. So what's coming up is, like, your daughter's very sensitive, so we want to strengthen her sensitivity to work for her, not against her. And so we just strengthen that, that when these feelings come over her, that you recognize. You see, any child under the age of 10, they almost all of their problems are ours. And so it's always the mother's fault, just so you know. And so when I say fault, I don't mean that. I'm joking, okay? When I say that, what I mean is that because the mother spends generally a lot of time with her children, and, of course, these children have been in your belly, et cetera, unless you've adopted, you have a very intimate connection with them. So when you get a little bit edgy or a little bit impatient, your daughter, it's more that she's worried about, not about being rushed. Okay, so what she's doing is she's picking up on that your mood is changing. That's all. And so we're allowed to change moods. We're women, right? Have you ever heard that saying that women are allowed to change their mind?
Yeah.
Okay, so give yourself permission. And so when you feel yourself going into this place of impatience or like, I don't have enough time and I've got to get this done, you need to go inward for yourself, because when you get calm, then your children will be calm, and then they will be cooperative. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so this is about you, when as you start to feel these feelings coming up, stopping. Just stop. Take a deep breath. You know, put some energy into your spine. Feel your heart. We're just going to strengthen all of this for you. You do it anyway. I'm getting that you're a lot more calm than you used to be. Would you agree with that?
Totally.
Yes. So let's get you strong to what's coming up is you get triggered by getting triggered, because then you know you're going to go into the old Chelsea mode. And so we're going to strengthen you to be the strong Chelsea, okay? And when I say that, it causes me to want to cough, and that's about you being able to express this more fully. So I'm getting that when you go in, when you start feeling this fear that you're not going to get things done, and you start feeling these feelings come over you, that the way you express yourself is more choppy, short, you know, sharp words, kind of like a negative vibe. And as soon as we go there, our children, especially younger children, are going to be like triggered by that, because then they go into this place where they feel like they're in trouble, or you know, we're so disappointed, or all of these things that come up. So these are accumulations of over the years. And so these are also accumulations coming from when you were a little girl. And so we just strengthen, you know, I talk about this quite a bit. Our children quite often reflect back to us how we felt at specific ages. So we're just going to strengthen any traumas around that you let those go, that you recognize now that you are an adult woman and that you have adult choices to make, and that you're the one that if you're calm, your children will be calm, things will run more smoothly. How does that feel? Because we've got about a minute left here, and I just wanted to check in with you one last time here.
It feels great. It's amazing how I feel now since you've done some work. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I could feel you. You're neutral to this. This is something you can handle. So I want to thank you for calling in and bringing this up, because a lot of people are feeling this right now. You're not the only one out there, the only mother out there. So we're going to strengthen all us moms out there to be strong examples for our children of what a strong woman does. A strong woman goes inward and gets herself calm first so she can make strong choices. Thank you so much for calling in, Chelsea. I just want to thank everybody out there who's listening. I want to thank you, Brian, for being, as usual, my most wonderful producer.
Thank you very much, my dear.
And we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. I'm Mrs. Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.